What's going on, and welcome back to the Look Mum, I'm Hustling podcast. We're back with episode 50.
We made it.
It's a big number, a big feat for us.
Big 50. Yeah, who would have thought that little old us would get to this number episode, but here we are.
I think we should make sure everything's recording because this is probably the one episode that fails. It sounds like it's recording.
We're good to go. Yeah.
So we made it to episode 50. We had a small break with the pod, I think around episode 30-ish.
Yes.
Which kind of set us back a bit in the progress of the show and where we wanted to take it. And we were kind of clueless, aimlessly searching for the answer for how to make this pod survive. So we thought, you know what, for episode 50, let's do a recap of some of the lessons we've learned along our little journey of podcasting. I've done a few little minor podcasts in the past. We've touched on this a few times. Mm-hmm. None of them have made it to 50.
No.
Episode 50. So I guess it's the longest running podcast I've ever done.
And congratulations.
You as well. Congratulations to yourself. So we thought, you know, we'll just do a few lessons that we've learned along the way for anyone that's new and getting started to get over that hurdle of the first 10 or the first 20 and to get to the 50th episode. We're not experts, and by any means, we're not the best speakers. We do just enjoy the format of podcasting and listening to them and creating them. So we thought we'd give it a little a breakdown of the lessons we've learned, so that we can look back at essentially episode 500, perhaps.
Oh, and the lessons, yeah, because I bet because there's so much more to learn, right? So
I don't want to be doing one every 50 episodes. We don't need
new
lessons.
Needed. No, it's not needed. No, we won't do that to you all.
I think at this stage, the next big milestone to be like
1,000.
No, maybe like 250.
250.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. Sorry, I talked for a while there. I was throwing it back to you.
No, well, it's like there's people always throw out the statistics. Right? Of like what people get up to and like, you know, how many people can release episodes and stuff. And a lot of times, if you wanted to like bring it up, I'm sure there's some hard data out there because there are so many podcasts. But yeah, you get so many people that just get to that episode 10 and then like, all right, I'm out of ideas. I guess we'll stop now and create a new season. So unless if you're someone like Serial and, you know, do investigative journalism or, you know, true crime where there's just an unlimited amount of like bad people out there to be able to do stories on. If you're just doing, you know, like a random conversation or random chat style podcast, you know, don't be afraid to like, you know, do whatever it is that you want to do with it or just like that kind of thing. So it's always very interesting when people be like, oh yeah, you don't, you know, get past episode 10 or episode 20. And it's just like one of those things where when it comes to podcasting is, you know, just keep going.
Keep going. Mm. And we'll get into that. That's one of our points. I can't find the exact stat. It was deep in
it's like either Twitter or someone else's podcast.
It was deep in Twitter. I should have saved it. But it was basically like if you get to episode like 20, you're in the top 50%. Because most people like burn out after 10 episodes or something. They don't really find their groove or they don't like the way their show's formatted. They're sort of just flying blind, which is what we do a lot of the time. And there's no shame in that. It's about just rocking up and doing what you want to do.
100%.
But we're going to rip into the 7 lessons. There are 7, right?
There are probably
a few more interweaved throughout the episode.
But it's like with Look Mum Hustling, like the first 10 episodes were quite structured. They had quite an agenda to them. I think we did some on like sustainability and hoarding and all that kind of thing. Like they were quite planned out and then we're like, oh, we need that little bit of freedom. So, yeah.
It's hard to know exactly what you want to do in any social media realm or anytime you're making content unless you're so passionate about the exact niche or the purpose of what you're trying to produce. Mm-hmm. You're kind of just winging it as you go. Everyone in life's sort of winging it as they go.
100%.
And, you know, you just got to embrace it and not let it slow you down.
Yes.
Which is what we did. And that's the first point.
Yes, it
is. That's the segue first segment.
My slideshow I made like literally 5 minutes ago for everybody to enjoy that are watching the video format.
We'll go for the well-ly formatted.
Well-ly formatted.
Well-ly, is that a word?
No, I don't think so. The well-formatted.
The well-formatted slideshow.
Yeah.
When's the last time you used like PowerPoint or something?
I think I had to do like a work speech or a work presentation like 2 years ago and I used like Google Slides, great free one, so you don't have to worry about it.
So we'll judge you based on
I literally just copied and pasted,
Copy and pasted it from Notion. All right, let's get into it. No, enough banter.
Don't stop.
Don't stop till you get enough.
I got like a flashback. Drew's been like singing Frozen the last few days. So
I sang like Frozen for like 2 minutes last night. Don't act like it's been the last few days.
So don't stop. So
till you get enough.
Till you get enough.
Just like MJ said.
Right.
You didn't get the reference.
No, I didn't.
I've got to like clarify the references that are thrown out, but we'll get there.
Sometimes
you'll catch on sometimes.
In the way of the podcast. So first lesson for us is don't stop because, like I said just before, we had a break. How long was the break that we did have?
More than probably 6 to 8 months, maybe 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we had a break in between because mainly, like, we're pumping out episodes, like, weekly. Doesn't seem like pumping.
We weren't really pumping them out.
No. We're just doing episodes weekly. Like, the first 10, like I said, we had sort of a general idea of what we wanted to do. And then we got to that point to be like, oh, I'm kind of out of ideas. I don't know what to do next. So then we pivoted into, like, just doing news or reviews of, like, TV shows and movies
that. We did an episode. Let's just talk about the episodes. We did one about our travel adventure to Vietnam, which was kind of pointless in hindsight. We did a couple of book reviews that were interesting, a couple of topical ones, like you mentioned, hoarding versus hustling mentality.
Yep.
We did a few TV show reviews. We did Why the Last Man.
I completely forgot about that.
We did it after like 2 episodes of the show being released. So we jumped on pretty early because of the lack of ideas. And I guess that's one of the reasons why we stopped is just the lack of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we let that fear of like not having anything to talk about let us stop, right? So we're like, let's just have a break and, you know, figure out what direction we want to go in, what we want to turn the podcast into, like really what's the purpose of the podcast.
Yeah. And we had a few, when we were in that break, we had a few iterations of name changes and topic variations that we wanted to potentially pivot into. Mm-hmm. But like we've changed our name on our social media accounts like so many times in the last 3-4 years, it's becoming ridiculously confusing for everyone that follows us.
We're like Prince, right?
Yeah.
Or who's the other one that changes his name all the time? P. Diddy.
P. Diddy?
Yeah.
I think he's changed it like twice.
Yeah.
Well, Kanye West has changed it just as much now as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I get caught up in the sort of entrepreneurial business building, branding type of content online. Mm-hmm. And I'm always learning something new. I'm like, we can apply this to our brand. And one thing was like, we need to know our avatar. We need to know the target audience, make content for them, bring values for them. And then it's like, what am I even really super passionate about in order to like go with that angle? And we sort of chopped and changed different names, like name ideas. And then we just were like, we just need to get back to the show that we initially created. Mm-hmm. Take all of the stress out of it, all the anxiety, make it simplified, make it fun, have no rules, which is sort of the second wave, I guess the second season of the show.
Yeah, 100%.
From about episode 34, I think, to now. So the last 16 episodes, which is like 4 months now. It's gone by in a heartbeat. But stopping for that length of time made us, I guess, just procrastinate, essentially. We
100%.
Deliberated too long about what we can do with the show, angles we can take. We got caught up in We got caught up in potential avenues and not choosing one of them and not acting on one of them. So it's just purely procrastination.
Yeah. So rather than just using the episodes and the releasing and the data to help the show evolve into what you want to, we just decided to stop and have a think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was, I don't think we had a plan in terms of let's stop for this amount of time and then come back. We just took a break for no reason. And there's anyone that runs social media, as soon as you have a break and you come back, half your followers are chopped in half. And it's not like we're here to like grow a massive following or anything. We're here to like just get better every week, have interesting convos and discussions. And like it's a small podcast to begin with. So there's not that many viewers to chop in half to even begin with. So that was never really a concern. It's more just like, are we like truly enjoying it as much as we would like to in order to make this sustainable for a 10 or 20 year run? Because I don't want to just do a pod for 2 years, build something up and then just like bail on it. I want it to survive the test of time.
100%. Like you want it to be able to grow and evolve into, I guess, what it needs to be, right? Like as a human being, you don't just stop being the person that you are. You grow over time. So it's one of those things like, yes, the break, I guess, had some benefits because it helped us come back with like a new energy and a new light. But also like if we just kept with the momentum of releasing the podcast, we would have gotten to this point anyway.
Yeah.
So I think the whole thing about not stopping is just keep putting in the reps and keep building that momentum and then let it evolve into what you want it to evolve into.
All right. So that's our anecdotal experience of don't stopping. What lessons could the listener or the viewer take away from this? I guess like what could we have done differently, essentially?
I think one thing is just not letting the lack of ideas get in the way of releasing an episode, right? So it's one of those things where, like, if you are worried about what other people are going to think or worried about what sort of content you want to make, like, just put it out there and, like, let the cards fall where they may, and then it's going to turn into the thing that you want to turn it into.
Yeah, so that's one way of not stopping. Another way is we didn't stop because of burnout, but I can imagine the burnout could potentially stop you. Mm-hmm. And like we said, like most of the podcasts only get to 10 or 20 episodes and then they stop. So like how can we get over that hurdle or help others get over that hurdle of stopping before that point? So one thing is the ideas and the lack of them. And we were doing them, we're doing our shows week to week. So potentially to give yourself a bit of leeway is try to double up and batch some episodes to give yourself 3 or 4 weeks off. And then in that time, that's when you can brainstorm on new topics, new ideas, new structure to what you want to become. Because when you're going week to week, you're sort of just at the whim of the calendar. You don't really get a chance to step back, assess, and then like work on it. So I, if we could have, I would have done 2 a week and then used that second week to really brainstorm ways to improve the show or to make it more enjoyable or just better overall.
Yeah, so you have that chance to reflect rather than just reacting all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a good one.
And we're kind of caught in that loop now, which we can touch on as well. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll just go on to the next one. I'm not really keeping track of time today, so.
We'll be right.
The second lesson here that we've learned in the first 50 episodes, and again, we're just nobodies. We've done 50 episodes. There's nothing special here.
No.
But I think it's important to teach people that are on their first or second step, where we were 2 years ago, about lessons that we've learned at this stage and how to get them from 10 to 20 and then push from that 20 to 50 mark. And I suppose help that percentage increase in terms of the people that aren't throwing in the towel too early.
Yeah.
So the next point is be interested in what you're talking about.
100%. That's, again, so from our earlier episodes, we were quite structured. Like I said, we did something on like sustainability and fashion and things like that. And then, like you said, we pivoted out into did like Why the Last Man. Like, yes, we sort of both read the comic books and stuff, but we weren't 100% keen. It was just a filler episode. So when you are not super keen on something or not super interested in it, you're not going to put your whole effort into it, your whole like 100% like love into it. It's just going to be like blasé. You're not going to, yeah, it's going to end up just being boring to yourself. So then you're not going to have any like passion or momentum to keep going.
There is a, I don't know if it's a quote necessarily, but like a common philosophy for social media or content creators. If you're interested, the audience will be interested. If you're like, you have to be interested to make it interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think Why the Last Man I'm interested in, but there's 100 other things I'm interested in. But they also started falling in too many broad categories, or didn't really fall under one niche of what the show was about. It just started just to become a show about stuff that we liked.
Yeah.
So it's hard to pinpoint a particular avatar or a target audience of who you're making the content for, because we're making it for ourselves first and foremost and what we want. But there has to be, not everyone's into the same things as we are. So that's kind of the tricky part, balancing act. Be interested in what you're talking about. Like, we're interested in everything we're talking about at the time, but it's not something we're interested in
long-term,
yeah, week after week.
Because we didn't even finish the show, I don't think. Did we?
Did we?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
No, yeah, because we tend to sell a lot of shows, but it's,
I mean, that could just be a bad show.
It could have been, yeah. But like,
The Last of Us, comparatively, way better.
Yeah.
Like, loving it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Got to finish that last episode.
Yeah. But yeah, like being interested in what you're talking about, like, and like you said, the people that are listening can tell if you're interested in what you're talking about or not, because if you're more interested in something, you're going to tend to go more in depth into it. You're going to find out more info about it. You're going to be able to share, and being interested in it, I think other people will be able to find value in that too.
And I think that's a trap that we're finding ourselves in now in these episodes. Current ones, like the episode 40s that we're up to. Initially, it was kind of all over the place. We have not niche down, but have a more structured approach to the episodes that we're doing. But again, it's not like we're so overly passionate and interested but every topic that is brought up. So it feels like not wasting our time, but can we choose better things to talk about?
Yes.
That we're more interested in, as opposed to something like a C-grade interest, perhaps.
Yeah, because I really enjoy staying up to date with current events, but I do that naturally anyway. But do I want to talk about it for, you know, 50, 60 minutes of like a particular topic? Like one, for example, is the Justin Bieber and Kim Kardashian one not long ago. Like, yes, it was interesting. And like, yes, they're hustlers and yes, they're making money. But like, do I want to talk about it the next day or the day after?
We're not interested enough to, yeah, like we want to do something we're interested enough in that we can go for 5 hours if we want to.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like it's with those things like, yeah, love what they're doing. But yeah, I'm not going to, you know, talk about the episode that we made, you know, 6 months from now. Will I even remember that we even talked about it six months from now? Yeah.
And the problem is becoming a news show.
Mm.
Like I said, I enjoy catching up on the business news, see what's going on in terms of like business and culture, any tech updates, social media updates. I got hair in my mouth.
Yeah, like I find like the tech updates, whether it's like the ChatGPT, like I just find it really, really interesting. It's just, but it's one of those things, I just find it interesting enough to be like, say it in passing.
To scratch the surface.
Exactly, yeah. But do I find it interesting enough to actually do like a deep dive and be like, let me find everything you know about this?
Because there's better pods that are doing that at a better, higher production and giving more value behind it. So that's the one thing that we're trying to focus on going forward is, make sure we're interested in it, but enough interest to give us a chance to bring the value, if that makes sense, as opposed to just like being interested in talking about it for 5 minutes. Like, can we talk about something we're interested in and then bring a ton of value or perspective that hasn't really been talked about by someone else necessarily?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with the stuff we're currently doing is it's all super topical, super news-based, and there's no longevity to it. The episodes are going to burn out in 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, which is like, we have better things to do with our time than just be news anchors at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So we have to focus on what we're interested in and then what the audience will be interested in based on our findings and what we present them essentially.
No, 100%. And like, because we're super interested in tech and like what the, you know, the big social media companies and stuff are doing, they're so fast moving that even if we did talk about it the week before, like the following week, they could have a new update and be like, like it's an interesting update, but I don't know if I want to talk about this again. Yep. Like it's.
And if we're going to do that, we'll just make a niche show called the Social Media Pod.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, the show's called Look Mum Hustling. And it's about hustling and hustlers, and that's what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to hone in on what's really going to make us super interested and want to put the hours of research and time and effort into the show.
Yeah.
So we've gone, I guess we're going into season 3 at some point soon.
Sure. Why not? Yeah.
And this episode is just about us and our journey, I guess, and where we're taking it. There's no rules here. We try not to have any rules.
Mm-hmm. That's the beauty about podcasting, right? It can go in any direction that you want it to.
Exactly. I mean, at this stage, we just have to keep iterating and finding our groove. And then when we're at episode 250, we're going to look back at the first 50 and be like, oh, we were just trying to find our legs, trying to find what worked, why, and why we liked doing it, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So be interested in what you're talking about.
Yes. Very. Sorry. I think I'm going to sneeze soon, but it's going away. So
do you want me to
fine.
Do the clap to cut you out?
No, it's all good.
If you're going to sneeze, clap so I can.
All right. Cut it out.
Cut it out. All right. Point 3, create long lasting value, which builds on the last point.
100%. Yeah. So like I was saying, like with the news articles, yes, we do find them interesting, but like you said, they're very like short term, right? So if things change so fast in the news cycle, then how can you create that long lasting value when it's just going to be a new update or something's changed or it's completely different than what it was like a month ago? Like you want people to be able to, I guess, listen to the back catalog and be like, oh, that's super interesting. I didn't know that, rather than being like, oh, that's old news.
Yeah. Creating evergreen content is the key to building a library, especially on YouTube. Mm-hmm. This is a podcast, but we tend to use the platform like YouTube as like the main pillar of the content, and the audio stuff kind of comes second realistically, which a lot of podcasts do now anyway. So if you're just listening, you can see the video version on Spotify and YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe, smash all the buttons,
and you can see my beautifully made slideshow. It's really our primo.
It's a great orange colored font.
Super
professional.
Yeah, thank you.
So in terms of making a back catalog, that has value, it's going to be hard to do that with a news-based show and topical-based news show like we kind of have been doing for the last 10, 15 episodes. Mm-hmm. They are fun. It gives us time to research different brands and businesses and how they're operating and the hurdles and the wins they're getting each and every week, and it helps us learn a little bit about business along the way.
100%. So, sorry to interrupt. Like, one of the ones that I really enjoyed researching was like the purpose statement episode that we did around Nike and Adidas. Like, I found that, like, as a brand and as a business, where they really hone in on those aspects that help them as a company, I found that really, really interesting. And that's sort of what inspired me to, like, hopefully see what, you know, the next sort of reiteration or next season sort of goes into. Mm. Like, we sort of put in it, and those episodes I really enjoy.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you like doing the deep dive.
Yeah.
And the problem is, well, not a problem, but with news shows, they work, but you have to be on top of the news all day, every day. And one episode a week kind of doesn't do the news cycle justice. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to talk about tragedies. There's a lot of horrible wars and disasters going on in the world at the moment. We don't want to really touch on the negative stuff because there's plenty of
people platforms already doing
and stuff
that
are already doing it. We're trying to highlight the interesting, the positive aspects that people are into and their businesses are providing, that sort of thing. So to do that, as a, like, if it's a news-based show, it has to be more than weekly,
yeah,
and multiple episodes a week, realistically, in order to like keep new stuff filtering into the database or the library. Mm-hmm. But like you said, like, no one's going to listen to an episode about Justin Bieber and Kim Kardashian in 12 months when they've built a new business or have a new album in 12 months, and then 12 months later, it just keeps rolling, rolling, rolling. It's impossible to, I guess, garner a substantial following based on the value.
Oh, for sure. Like, it's, and I think a lot of times when we have these types of conversations, be like, all right, how are we traveling when we're reflecting on the, you know, the podcast, the episodes and things like that? It always comes down to value at the end of the day. Or anything that you do should come down to value at the end of the day. Like, what value you bring into yourself, and then what value you bring into those that are around you as well. And if there's no value, then is the time just being wasted? Like, is it worth it? Like, it comes down to, you know, what can you give?
And value, I guess it's subjective as well. There's different value. People have different values and they take more than others and less than others, depending on what their expectations are. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, value can be subjective and comparative to what you already consider valuable. Someone might watch a bunch of news and find value in it, and then find value in just the way we've curated the three or four topics for the week. Mm-hmm. But that's not really value in terms of making a difference in someone's life or the way they act in the world or the way they run their business or whatever, which is kind of what we want to do, as opposed to just here's some crazy stuff that Elon Musk has done.
Yeah.
So that's a big goal for us going forward, is to create more value. And that's something we didn't really focus on too much at the start. It was just about getting reps in.
I think
so. We're sort of past that point now.
And that's not a bad thing, because like we mentioned, we stopped and we needed to just to build up that momentum again, like release the episodes, make the episodes, get into that flow of podcasting. And I think once we're in that flow, be like, sweet, we've got this. We can do it weekly. We know what we're doing now.
You just got to get started.
Yeah, exactly. You just got to get started. And now that we're sort of in that flow, we'd be like, all right, so, you know, what is the content we're making? Are we really enjoying it? Is it going to be long lasting? Do people get anything out of it? So I think once you are in that momentum and once you're in that flow, then you can sort of step back a tiny bit and just reevaluate and just have a look and be like, all right, is what we're doing good?
Yeah. And like I said previously in that first point, if you can batch a couple, mm-hmm. give yourself breathing room to mm-hmm. actually sit back and think, as opposed to we've got to record on Thursday. We need to get everything sorted by Wednesday. Then the next thing you know, it's Wednesday next week and you've got nothing prepared.
Yeah. And you do a crunch time.
Which
and
has
then,
happened more than one time yeah. for this show.
And it becomes a little bit shallow as well.
Exactly. Yeah. The next point is don't be afraid to iterate. So again, well, I mean, these are following on from one another quite well.
Mm.
So don't be afraid to iterate, and that's the reflection of what you've done up until this point, mm-hmm. and then pivoting, or not pivoting, but like
evolving
and iterating on small changes each and every week, mm-hmm. to move towards the bigger picture, the better format or structure of the show.
Yeah. And I think for us, especially having a name like Look Mama Hustling, just helps us, I guess, come back to the bases and be like, all right, because we love the name and like there's a whole thesis behind it. Like we want to hustle as people, like whether it's hustling for exercise or wellness or business, it's just creating, like the name helps us, I guess, come back to like home base and be like, all right, like are we being true to the name?
Mm.
Like, what's the purpose? Like, what's the premise? Like, are we actually serving it? And then, yeah, we realize we're not really. So it's about being able to have that freedom or just that not being afraid to just be like, all right, let's see what we can do with this.
Yeah. So iterating can be small, minor adjustments to improve upon, but it can also be stepping out of your lane slightly to experiment with a new concept or style.
Mm-hmm.
We never like sat down and planned, let's do news articles every week. I think it just sort of rolled into that.
It evolved into it, yeah, 100%, because we were, you know, talking about tech and talking about like businesses and things like that that are hustling, and then we're like, oh, this is a really, I wouldn't mind talking about this week.
Yeah, and it was also an easy way out rather than coming up with an original idea or concept for the show for mm-hmm. an episode.
Yeah.
And sitting down together and coming up with an idea, it was just like, let's just talk about what's in the news and mm-hmm. like let the news do the work of the hunting for the idea come to us.
Yes.
So kind of lazy in that aspect, which is fine, but we tried it. We like kind of figured out a good way to put those episodes together
mm-hmm.
and they're enjoyable, but then it defeats the previous point of try and bring value.
Yeah. No, 100%, because we're not journalists, we're not pros, like we're not news anchors or anything like that. We're just like two people with opinions. And again, like it just comes down to like, are we interested in it? Like all these points are tied together, which is really lovely. Like, are we interested in it and can we bring value? And being up to date with current events and stuff is like the only thing that we can really bring is like our opinions on it. Like, we're not educated on economics, we're not educated on, you know, like tech and, you know, all that kind of thing that's coming through. Like, we just sort of like use stuff and then be able to comment on it.
It's just, I think, no one's going to listen to a podcast that has the episode number 40 or 50 and expect it to be nutted down and perfected in any sort of way.
No, so they're
going to expect iterations.
Yeah.
Unless it's someone that's done previous podcasts and has skilled themselves up to a point where they know how to format a show and have good talking points and be interesting or entertaining or inspirational. They're like, no one's going to have that expectation that it needs to be perfect by any means.
No.
And like most podcasts aren't edited anyway. So it's just about iterating and experimenting, minor adjustments each time to get to what you want it to become, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a point coming up later as well, is create something that you want wish existed.
Yeah, 100%. And I think a big thing for this lesson as well is like, don't be afraid, like don't have that fear or don't let it stop you from being able to move outside that lane or changing in what you want to. Like, don't feel like that you have to be stuck and be like, all right, I started doing this and now I have to keep doing
exactly.
It. Yeah. So it's just don't be afraid to have the freedom.
And the name is just the name. Like you said, the name keeps us kind of in a direction that we want to go, but you can just call your podcast your name and then you're free to do anything.
Yeah.
If you niche the name down too much, you either have to change it if you iterate too far from that name. But if it's just your personal name or personal brand, you can do anything you want. But yeah, don't be afraid. It ties in very closely to don't stop, the first point that we made, the first lesson. And also just get started. Get started, don't stop, iterate the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Iterate rather than stopping. Like, stopping is the best bit of advice I can give out of this whole thing, is experiment and iterate.
Mm-hmm.
Make a small change. Go from a 30 to 35 minute episode. Make your intro tighter. Don't do an intro. Have animations. Do video. Have a guest. Don't have a guest. Like, iterate. Try things.
Yeah, 100%. Because the only way that you're actually going to have a good idea whether things are working or not is from the data, but you only be able to get that data from trying new things.
But the thing also as well is your intuition. Like, you can only look at data if there's enough data to look at.
Yeah, that's true.
If you've only got 20 or 30 episodes, like we had, there's such a small sample size of listeners and data to actually pull from and like get any sort of analysis done.
Fair point.
So it's more intuition of what you think is cool and interesting, mm-hmm. and what's working and not working, or taking time away from making it the best possible thing. So there is data, but it's, you have to use your gut feeling a lot of the time as well. Like we were doing, we had a couple of guests on and we did side supplementary episodes about the music they listen to mm-hmm. when they're hustling,
yep.
which on paper sounded like a good idea, but it's not really helping improve the show or bring value to anyone's life necessarily. So I was like, we tried, mm-hmm. but it wasn't really what we were looking for to like add to the show's integrity.
Yeah. No, 100%. Like, and we realized it wasn't working and we stopped doing
it.
Yeah. But we didn't, and then we also stopped doing the main thing, but like it's, but just say if you do have those supplementary things and you realize it's not working, then change or customize it or.
Yeah. Stop. If the iteration is not working, don't stop the show.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Moving on. You can't grow without promo.
Oh, this is a big one for us because I'm terrible at promo. Everything.
But why? Let's dig into that.
So I think one of the big things which I sort of discovered and which has sort of got us into like this particular direction anyway was like doing promo, whether it's on Twitter, Instagram, things like that, because we've just been doing articles, even though I'm like interested in it, I'm not super interested in it. So like doing promo is just not that enthusiastic. So like, why am I promoting something that's kind of like, yeah, that's fun, that's cool to talk about, but you know, why am I spending that extra, you know, 15 minutes like creating and customizing something to then put out there?
So once the episode's out, you're kind of done with it entirely.
Yes.
So like for me, this ties into the be interested in what you're talking about. You have to be interested in it after the episode's recorded. And I think we were listening to a Ryan Holiday podcast with Stephen Pressfield, who's the author of The War of Art, about resistance and being an artist and content creation in general. Mm-hmm. You have to be passionate enough about the topic of what you're doing to promo it. If you're not doing any promo about it, it means you don't believe in the product you've created.
Yes.
So that's the problem. We're not that – it's not about obsession. It's about, I guess, what's the word – you're not proud enough to go the extra mile to make the promo. Mm-hmm. You can only make promo if you're like interested and you think it's worth sharing. If we're kind of like, oh, it's so-so, it's not the best thing, I'm not the most proud of it, why would you share it to the world? You have to be so interested and proud of what you've made that you think everyone should see it.
Yeah.
But we're getting to the point now where it's like, oh, the episode was fun and interesting, let's release it. But then it's like, what's the point of promoing it? Because we're not as proud as we could be compared to something if we were more interested in it or there was more value in it. So it ties into the interest and the value prop that we're talking about earlier.
Oh, without a doubt. And another hurdle was because there were news articles, the promo was sort of like spaced out, or the promo plan was like spaced out throughout the week. Like in 5 days' time, that article's been and gone. Like no one's interested in that anymore.
Or you're already working on the next episode.
Exactly.
So again, it's about being prepared in advance and batching the promo as well as the batching the episodes.
And all the pros will tell you that, you know, if you really want to grow your podcast, if you really want to maybe get more followers or get more listeners, you need to promo it, you need to market it, you need to advertise it, because if you don't, then it's just going to be this little, you know, this podcast on a shelf that amongst everybody else. Like what's the one thing that can set you apart is having that promo aspect.
It's the marketing. And one of the best ways to get marketing is word of mouth. If the show is that good and there's that much value and people are obsessed with it and want to share it on their own behalf without you asking, word of mouth and shareability on the internet is like the biggest way to grow. I think there's a book, I think his name is Jonah Berger, could be wrong, called Contagious, that we've read. And that's just about the shareability of content. And it has to have something in there. It has to be remarkable. It has to be interesting. It has to be value-driven. And that's the best way of marketing. But if you don't have that, then it's up to you to market it. Like what we haven't been doing, which is like creating promo pieces around the content.
Yeah.
But the problem with the news stuff is, like you said, it's burnt out after 5-6 days. There's so much news cycle going on. Mm-hmm. By the time we get around to doing the promo, there's already 100 new things that are more interesting in the news cycle to pay attention to. As opposed to if it's more value driven and long-lasting and evergreen, you can go back through the back catalog and cut it up and do promo because it's not necessarily timeless, but it can be shared again in 2 or 3 or 4 years.
100%. Like, the best thing you'd want someone to do is be like, oh, look at, I listened to this thing, check this out. Like, someone's just sharing it that you've, you know, they've seen or heard a moment that they find, like, again, super valuable, that they want to tell someone else about it. Like, that's like the key thing. That's what you sort of want, is to people to actually enjoy it enough that they want to tell their friend, their family member, their partner about it. Like, that's...
And it has to start with the podcast. It has to start with us and you. If you're making a podcast, it has to start with you wanting to share it to begin with. Because if you don't want to share it, no one else is going to share it.
No, exactly. And then, and that's always something to think about. Like, yeah, like you said, if you're not super enthusiastic about it, if you're not enjoying what you're doing, then that's just going to translate across, like, all of, like, the podcast, like, iteration. So whether it's, like, you know, with the promo, and, you know, whether you're doing shorts or doing reels or doing TikToks about it to promote it, then, yeah, you know that maybe you need to change what it is that you're talking about.
All right, so let's recap what we're up to so far. So we said, don't stop, just keep to start.
Have that
don't
momentum. Stop. Yep.
Be interested in what you're talking about. Create long-lasting value, evergreen mentality. Don't be afraid to iterate and change based on what you think is cool or what you think is interesting. And you can't grow without promo.
It's only a few more to go.
There's a few more to go.
Yeah.
Next one is make it simple.
Yes.
Simplify the entire process.
You're very good at this.
I mean, yeah, it's... Make it simplified can mean a few things. You can make the show simple. You can make like the conversation simplified. You can just make the editing process and the technological side simplified. To make it simplified, you need a process or a strategy or a structure to not let the complication come in and impede on what you're trying to create.
No, 100%.
So, like, for me, for example, with the editing process, it's all super quick. I can... Got a bunch of filters and presets and doodads in the editing process that makes the actual, once this is finished recording, makes it very simple. There's no decision making to be made. It's press these buttons and then it's good to go.
Yeah.
But that should apply also to the idea generation. If you're finding guests, have a structure about what kind of guests you want and how frequently. Make everything simple. Get it all on paper. And it kind of ties into the iteration part as well. Make it simple. And then if it starts to become complicated, reiterate those complicated parts to make them more simplified so you can spend more time on making the show better.
Yes.
As opposed to stressing about the show.
No, 100%. Like, the barrier to entry for podcasting is quite low. You can literally record it on your phone, like with memos or things like that. But it's the ability to make it long lasting. I think that's where the barriers and the difficulty and stuff comes in. So whether it's something like our podcast room here, like we've set it up or you've set it up that we just have to turn on all the switches, turn on the lights, and it's good to go. Like it's just everything's all plugged in, ready to go. Or, you know, do you have a template set up on Notion, for example, and you just have to fill in the tabs and you're good to go. Like, you know, it's, What's creating those hurdles and then doing things to make sure or to get better, like to overcome those hurdles as well. So, yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, to make it simple means a better flowing episode. It also means a better flowing podcast overall. It means a better flowing purpose. It just means that you're going to have it. It's going to be more sustainable long term.
Yeah. Create a structure and create perhaps a filter of what kind of stuff makes a show. So, for example, we're currently doing like this, like we give away the secret of what we're doing right now. We basically find 4 relevant news articles.
Yes.
In the kind of hustle business culture realm and then break them down. We'll find 4 main news stories. We will find the best, most catching headline for each one. Read the article, highlight all the important parts so we can read them live on air and then chat about it and have banter about the topics that we're reading.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we have some backup articles that bolster up the main point.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the show. 4 topics and we go through them.
Yeah, 2 would know, both sort of know about, and then 1 each would know a little bit more in depth so we can have
one of us would take a
more reactionary or surprise sort of moment.
That's right. So 2 of the 4 we would both research and then would take the lead on either 1 or 2 each and sort of be the expert in that topic. And then the other person is more, like you said, taking a reactionary standpoint or
like a question,
question mark kind of attitude, not being fully up to date about that topic. So it's a bit of banter back and forth, but not fully scripted out almost.
Exactly. And it helps, you know, especially if you have a podcast with two people, it helps share the conversation load as well, but just not that one person is just doing all the talking and then the other person just asking all the questions. You'd be able to, I guess, share that conversation load.
Yeah. So the problem with that strategy, and it is, so we made that structure simple.
Yes.
Four articles, split it up, two and two, or whatever it is. Create some highlights, record banter.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very simplified. But now that we've made it simple, there's also not enough value in there. Mm-hmm. So now we need to iterate back into something else.
Yes.
But the problem also is like it's not that simple. Like it's simple once you get the articles, but finding the articles itself can be
time consuming.
A very time consuming task. Mm-hmm. And then you have to decide on the articles and then you're just picking four out of potential 40 for that week, and then you're not as interested in them. So all these lessons tie into one another pretty well. So I guess that's our, again, just from our experience and the format that we're doing, it is simple once the things are chosen, but it can take a while to select the articles. So we need a more simplified approach, basically. And that starts with having a filter of what exactly can make the show and what can't make the show.
Yes.
So if you have a filter on the content or the ideas that can't be recorded, then anything else that comes in is immediately washed away because it doesn't meet the criteria.
Yeah. No, and having that filter is so important, whether you have a podcast, whether you have a YouTube channel. It's like that filter will help you get rid of the things that aren't necessary, the things that don't make sense, and again, brings it back down to base and makes it a little bit more simple for you and less overwhelming.
Yeah. So if you have a target audience and a clear direction towards the value, then it filters out all the garbage ideas and the shiny object syndrome and just keeps it strict, not necessarily strict, but it keeps it in the direction that you want to go to. It's like having a tunnel vision and then just focusing on the purpose and the vision of the show or whatever you're making.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that's coming in just doesn't even enter the equation and just doesn't distract you from creating simple and valuable content.
Yeah, 100%.
So keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
I don't know if that explanation was that simple though.
No, but it's not too bad.
So. All right, next topic. Create what you wish existed.
This is the last one, I think, isn't it?
It is the last one.
Yeah.
So great work for the retention on the episode there.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, everybody. No, but this is the most important.
This is the most important.
It is the most
important.
Don't
say it's the last one because I'll click away.
So create what you wish existed. So you actually brought up this point and it's so very true. It's, would I go back and listen to our old episodes? And there's a few that I would go back and listen to. So like I said, the Nike versus Adidas one, just around the purpose statement and things like that. But would I listen to the one about Kim Kardashian speaking at Harvard and Justin Bieber selling his music? Probably not. Like, cause that's, again, it's just a news cycle and that's done. Like it's old news.
Yes.
So yeah.
It's
that's fine. Yeah, but like it's the whole thing of like creating what you wish existed. So if it's not something that I would generally go back and listen to all the episodes, then what do I want to listen to? What do I want to create is the big question.
And what's a really interesting way of thinking about it is what can I make that I wish existed that I would listen to, but what would I repeatedly go back to? Not just like for a once-off listen. Like what has so much value that I could go back every 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
It's like some of the best books, like you hear these people are like, I reread this book every year because there's every time I listen to it or read it, there's something new that I can learn. I think there's a quote, Ryan Holiday says it all the time. You can't, what is it? Something about stepping into a creek or a river.
It would have to be a stoicism quote. Like for those that don't know Ryan Holiday, big recommendation, listening to heaps of him at the moment. He's really, you know, he's wrote a couple of books.
All right. So it's, you can't step in the same river twice. It is not possible to repeat past experience as time changes all things. So you can't step in the same river twice. So if you step in the river now, it's flowing.
Yes.
You step in it again in 2 years' time, it's different water flowing, like different information essentially, and then you've changed as well.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of an interesting thought, like how can you create something that's so much value that you can come and listen to repeatedly mm-hmm. because your mentality and growth has changed over time, but there's still some sort of nugget of info to take away regardless of how many times you've listened to it because your mindset's changed, there's new information you can take on. So that's an interesting strategy for like creating content in particular.
Yeah.
Make something you wish existed. So I wish that existed. There's more stuff like that I can go back and listen to. Like even Joe Rogan, the GOAT, not many of those episodes you want to go back and listen to. They're super valuable, but it's like how can you make something that is long-lasting and value-driven and evergreen that people can listen to on more than once?
Well, it's just like to say, like use him for example. So the episodes you actually might go back and listen to would maybe be the David Goggins one or like the Huberman one, like ones that give you facts and information and inspiration. But I probably wouldn't go back and listen to like his comedian friends ones and stuff like that because that's again a very like topical sort of like current event, sort of like what's going on in their lives.
But also that's a very unique example of using him because most of the guests are pretty high caliber anyway, mm-hmm. so you don't necessarily have the time to go back and listen to them because there's always something new and great out this week anyway. So it's like almost creating enough value for people to go back and listen to, but like so much ongoing future content that you don't even have time to go back because there's always too much to learn.
Yeah, because you really want to listen to the new one.
So disregard my entire point then about perhaps.
No, but it's like it's, you know, you might want to go back and listen to the same thing. It works definitely for books. Maybe podcasts are a little bit different because it's a short format. But it depends like, yeah, what the next episode is going to be or what type of content you're releasing.
But I think it's just the attitude to have.
Yeah.
About it's essentially the value. Like you don't have to create a value, like a podcast that's value driven. You can create a comedy show or a science fiction review show that you wish existed.
Yeah,
essentially. 100%. It's not really like we're kind of using our personality styles and what we want from content in this example, but it can be whatever you want to exist. You want to do a board game podcast to do that, but make one that you wish existed mm-hmm. and that you would want to listen to as opposed to taking the easy route and doing something simple, which is kind of the trap that we're finding ourselves in terms of making the news-based stuff.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like it's, and I just love this point because yeah, if you're making a podcast or if you're doing a YouTube video or things like that, if you don't want to listen to it, if you don't want to watch it, then what's the point of doing it in the first place?
And they're not easy to make. They can take a lot of time, a lot of mm-hmm. effort. You have to show up. You have to edit them. There's a lot that goes into it. It's not easy, and especially to like get past that 10 or 20 episode hurdle and get to mm-hmm. 50 or 100 plus, you don't want to just be doing it just for the sake of doing it. You want to do it because you wish it's something that existed in the world already, and then you wouldn't have to do it because it already existed.
Yeah. Like there's a few things like you don't want to stop, but you also don't want to be caught in that never-ending momentum without growing or changing or iterating. You also want to make sure that you're doing things that you love or talking about things you're interested in, because if you're not, then, and if you don't feel like, or you don't want to go back and listen to it or go back and watch it, then it's just wasting your own time. And then if you're wasting your own time, you're wasting the time of the people that are listening to it
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. And there's nothing worse than just wasting someone else's time.
Oh, it's the worst, because they've come and we, as people, we have so much limited time on like what we can listen to and what we can watch, because there's so much, you know, content out there. Like to say we have a spare hour, we're going to be very selective on what we pick and very selective on, you know, the things that we're going to maybe watch tomorrow as well. So you want to be a part of that selection, but you're only going to be a part of that selection if, one, you're interested in what you're doing, and then, two, if you're actually going to watch it again.
Right. So I think this episode will be very helpful for any new and upcoming podcasters, some lessons that we've learned on our small little journey up to episode 50. Yep.
I was going to say, or if you're stuck as well and not sure what to do.
Yep. And it's a way of this is a good episode for us to listen back to perhaps and be accountable to see if we're sticking to these lessons in 12 months' time or 6 months' time or 6 years' time, mm-hmm. and if we're falling back into old ways or taking the easy route, and if we're actually taking our own advice. So this was probably one that we will listen back to a couple of times.
100%. Like you want to, you know, always come back to that home base and be like, am I doing what I set out that I wanted to be doing kind of thing, rather than just, like you said, doing, because it's easy to be easy, right?
Yeah. And all these points are useless and should be taken, not useless, but useless unless used, useless if you don't start today.
Yeah. If you don't take action on the points, then they're just going to do
well, you
do
can't
nothing.
You yeah. can't create something you wish existed. You can't create value. You can't iterate if you don't just get the first episode out.
Yes.
So the first bit of advice is just get it out, get it started.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of videos online and on just articles on Reddit about starting a podcast and apps to use and hosting platforms. The setting up and the technology side of starting a podcast should be like the last thing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
You should focus on like just creating a show that you wish existed yeah. and then start from episode one and get going from there and then don't stop. I feel like we've touched on so many interesting points.
Yeah.
But there's just so many excuses out there for people that don't want to start. They're scared. They're
just start
they're
on
nervous.
Your phone. Turn your phone around. Have your phone there. And just start on and then build up to a better camera, a better microphone or things like that. I think the biggest hurdle is that initial start, like you said.
Just get started. Yeah. It's just excuses, resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for listening or watching. We'll be back episode 51 next week and we'll see if we are lazy and do a news-based episode again. Or,
we do something different. Ooh, we'll stay tuned.
We'll start with a new direction.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank
see you next week.
Bye.